all. Lift your two hands. God is good to all. You are part of the all. Lift your two hands to heaven and begin to imbibe his goodness. And 145 verse 9, the Lord is good to all. Lift your two hands and express your desire for his goodness. Lift your voice. And 145 verse 9, the Lord is good to all. And I'm part of the all. Lift your two hands. Father, I receive your goodness. The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercy are over all his works. Lift your two hands and receive of his goodness. Lift your two hands and receive of his goodness. Receive goodness this morning. In this first Priscilla encounter service, we are here because God is good. We serve a very, very good God. Let the goodness of God show up in your life. Lift your two hands. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. I lift up my eyes to the hills. That's where my goodness is coming from. Lift your voice. Lift your two hands up to heaven. I'm expecting to experience something from God. The good God, the great God, the mighty God, the Almighty, the all-sufficient one, the I am that I am, the only wise God, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come, the one that can feed the little sparrows. The eyes of everyone look upon thee. The eye of a man look upon their masters. The eye of everyone is looking up to you. He has done us well. Acts 14:17. God is good. He has given us good seasons, fruitful seasons. Lift your two hands. The 7 weeks ahead of us, the 7 Priscilla encounter services, God will do you good. Acts 14:17. Nevertheless, he left not there without a witness. Nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness in that he did good. Come on, somebody here is about to express the goodness of God. He gave us rain from heaven, fruitful season, fill our heart with food and gladness. Come on, get excited because you will be a recipient of the goodness of God. He did good. He did good. You are one of those people that he will do good to this morning. Father, do me good. Do me good. Do me good. Do me good. Are you sure you are talking to God? We serve a very, very good God. And he's out to do good this morning. Lift your voices. Everyone, everywhere. The voice of the Lord. My voice shall I hear in the morning. Lift your voice. I'm here expecting to explain the goodness of God. I had fainted except I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Lift your voice. Psalm 125 verse 4. Lift your voice. Do good, O God. Lift your voice right now, everybody. Do good, O Lord, to those that are the good and to them that are upright in their hearts. Lift your voice. Shiloh is a place of good things. It's not a place of complaint. It's not a place of explanation. It's a place of encounter with the goodness. Let God talk about that. This God is too good. Oh, lift your voice. Worship you forever. Love you forever. Because
this God is too
good. This same God, the God of Israel.
Worship you forever, Lord.
I want you
this God.
Come on, this God is so good. Pastors, come on.
Worship you forever,
Lord. You
forever, God.
This God, my God, is to do. The God of Shiloh, the God of this commission. You know my father loved me.
Forever, love
you.
Forever,
this God.
This God.
One more time with the devil.
Can you worship the Lord?
Worship you.
Trust
the voice.
Forever,
the church is a prayer at this moment. I will worship. God is looking for worshipers.
This is
my God. Come on, I will worship you.
We worship you forever.
Let your voice re-echo in heaven. Let heaven hear your own sound. One more time, everybody, I will worship. Hey, choir sing. Worship you forever.
Forever.
Not the instrument.
This God is true.
I will worship
you.
Look at me.
Say
what God has done.
This God is too good.
Oh, this God is too good.
This God is too good.
After Jesus, you are too good to me.
This God is too good.
Lift your two hands to heaven. Give the praise to him now. Give him the glory. Lord, do me good with your word. 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 Deuteronomy 8 verse 16. Do me good with your word. At the letter end, do me good. Lord, I'm ready. Do me good. Do me good. Do me good. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your father knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, and to do thee good. At your letter end, God will do you good. Aya. Setekepala. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. In this first Priscilla service, God will begin his doings with goodness. In the name of Jesus. None of us will see evil anymore. Good houses, good jobs, good homes, good cars, good streets, everything good. Shout everything good. And so shall it be. Get seated. Praise God. If you're excited, smile to your neighbor. You are welcome to Shiloh. Praise God. Is your neighbor smiling at all? If your neighbor is not smiling, please, please just relocate it at once. Relocate at once. If you need a visa, the protocol can give you a visa. Praise God. Unveiling the wonders in the world, part 4a. The easiest way to receive from God is with excitement. Only the excitement will excel. Get excited. They gladly receive him. Gladness. Unveiling the wonders in the world, part 4a. That has been the running script team for the month. Psalm 119, verse 18. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. We have established that our God is a God of wonders. Job 9 verse 10. He doeth great things past finding out. Yea, wonders without numbers. Our God doeth great wonders. Galatians 3 verse 5. He that worketh miracle among you, he therefore that ministered to you and worketh miracle among you, doeth it he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith, works miracles. Now listen to this so that you know where these miracles are coming from. Number one, the Bible is the oldest book with the most current news. Oldest. Current. Isaiah 34 verse 16, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want a mate. For the mouth it has commanded and the spirit it has gathered them. So God's word is God's speech in written form. God's word, the Bible, is God's speech in written form. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, 19, 20, and 21. God spoke it. We have a more sure word of prophecy. It says a word. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, but holy men. The prophecy of scripture came in no time by the will of God, but holy men of God spake as they were moved
Holy Ghost.
It's old. It's not a man-made doctrine. It's not a man-made write-up. But it's also current. Look, Lamentation 3, verse 22 and 23. It's also current. Word of God is also current. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. How? They are news every morning. They are what? News every morning. So early morning news is found in the book. Number two, the word of God testifies of itself as true and pure. No other book validates itself than the word of God. Authenticate, validate that it is the truth. And it's correct. The word of God testifies of itself as the truth and very pure. Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7. Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words. As if I've tried in furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation. For how long? For how long? The word of God has been there. It predates and outdates everybody. Everybody. The people who wrote it are no longer here, but it's still working. Psalm 119, verse 140 and 160. Psalm 119, verses 140 and 160. Everybody want to read. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. Two. Thy word is true from the beginning. And every one of your righteous judgment endure for how long? Now listen to this statement, and if you can write it, you can. If not, you just listen. If you are an intelligent person, a professor said, you will read the one book that has drawn more attention than any other if you are searching for truth. I'll say it again. If you are an intelligent person, you will read the one book that has drawn more attention than any other if you are searching for truth. You will read the one book, this one book, Joshua 1:8, this one book of the law. If you are looking for truth, if you are looking for attention, if you are looking for success, if you are looking for, if you are an intelligent person, you will read the one book that has drawn more attention than many other books if you are searching for truth. This book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart. It's the book of prosperity. It's the book of good success. That's the holy sense of man. John 17, 15 and 17. Sanctify them. Truth. Truth. The truth we hear. The truth we hear. Sorry, I think that's verse 5. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word. If you are looking for sanctity, go for the word. John 5:39. Search the scriptures. Ordinary people can understand it. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. The life inside it is no human life. It's the way. The exact life that God has, they are inside the world. Why did he say if you're intelligent? Because intelligence won't lead you to truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2, 14. Intelligence will never lead you to truth. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? They are foolishness unto him that had them. Because they are spiritually discerned. Brothers and sisters, life is basically spiritual. Romans 8, verse 6. So if you don't have a spiritual mind, you will lose many things. For to be carnally minded, I'm using my medulla oblongata, my number 6, is death. But to be spiritual in your mind, it is life and peace. Life is in the mind. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Number 4, or number anyone, God's word settles age-long issues and concerns. God's word settles age-long issues and concerns. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. It's settled before the issue started. Psalm 119 verse 89. Before that marital challenge started, the solution was already waiting. Before that business failure started, solution was already made before it started. You must come to that point of understanding. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled where? Whatever heaven settled, nobody can unsettle it. I prophesy someone settlement from heaven. Men can hate you, but they can't hurt you. They will attempt it, but they will not succeed in it. Luke 21, 13. You read 14, and then you read 15. Look at it. Look at it so that you understand how God works. And it shall turn to you for what? Then testimony started, and then you settle it. You already know it's testimony. Settle it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before thou shalt what you shall answer. Verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. At this Priscilla encounter, receive the grace of more than conquerors. When you speak, the enemy will go silent. Luke chapter 4, verses 30. Down to 35. You see how Jesus had meandered away. But he, look at 29. Look at 29. Look at 30. We're going to go to 33. And he rose up and thrust him out of the city. And him led him into the brow of the hill whereunto the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. One to read. But he, passing through the midst of them, went in. In the midst of danger, you will have your way. It was, see, that was not enough. Satan said, okay. And they were astonished at the doctrine, but his word was right. Go to verse 33. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we come to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Are thou come to destroy us before our time? Eh? The Holy One of God. And he told verse, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold your peace. Come out of him. When the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. From today, the enemy will not hurt you. Now listen, in all our Priscilla encounters, and there are seven of them, we are going to be having what we call one thing at a time. Come on, say one thing at a time. Come on, say one thing at a time. That is, you are going to go before the Lord with one thing, at least. Seven encounters must land your house before Shiloh 2021. So today, for instance, now take out a sheet of paper anywhere, write one thing. Come on, say one thing. Say one thing. Don't write many things. So those who look for many things don't get anything. Did you hear what I just said now? Those who look for many things don't get anything. And in case you don't like that, those who ask for anything never receive any. Any. What do you want? Anything. If you ask for everything, you won't get any. If you ask for anything, you won't also get. And always ask for something specific, not ambiguous. Hannah said, give me a man child. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13 to 19. Hannah asked for one thing on the altar of prayer, and her Samuel was born. Someone's Hannah is coming alive. Solomon asked for one thing. Give me wisdom. Open check, but yet one thing. Give him everything. One thing in accordance with scripture. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom. One thing. And every other thing. God will grant you access to that your thing. One thing. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13. One thing. Come on, say one thing. Say again, one thing. Everybody, one, two, read. Brethren, I count not myself to have presented, but this one thing. Come on, say this one thing. Look at that one thing that must happen for you this week. One thing. Healing, health, wholeness, job, joy. Write it down. Write it out. In the order of Sarah, in the order of Hannah, in the order of Abraham, in the order of the two blind men. One thing. Begin to plug your faith in it. Matthew 9, 27 to 29. Begin to plug your faith in that one. Don't just write, hey, they say we should write. And when Jesus divided them, two blind men, so you can be two, you can be blind. Doesn't matter. He has enough for everybody. Followed him crying. Cry is not necessary. Say, thou son of David, have mercy on us. It's too ambiguous. Mercy can be anything. It's just like going to chemist and say, give me medicine. They can give you one that will kill you. There's nothing like medicine. You go with prescription. And when he was coming to the house, now you're in the house seated. The blind man came to him and Jesus said unto him, hey, what did you write? Believe ye that I'm able to do this. They said unto him, yeah, Lord. And he said, he touched their eyes. God will touch that paper in your hand. Say unto them, according to your faith. This thing will not fail. Someone will have instant jackpot in this service. Listen, a time is coming in the service. Someone will receive a job alert. That amen is not stand. Someone will receive a bank alert. Someone will receive a car alert. That amen is not positioned properly. He came to the house and immediately, something you are reading will happen immediately. You talk to God. So you have written it because whatever is not written cannot happen. Write it. Write just one thing. Don't write too many things. I want 3 children. After that, I want work in shop, right? After that, I want to, power God, even you are the one. How can you eat garri and rice together? Be careful. At the end of the service, all the singles, you are going to come and dance. And I will show you. The second service, all the expectant family will come and dance. Next Sunday, first service, everybody who needs land will come and dance. We are going to divide this country. You didn't understand what I said. Joshua 19:51. We are going to divide this country. You don't understand. You will see it from scripture. Joshua 19:51. Everybody 19:51. Remember 19:51. How many of us were born 19:51? So remember 19. Tell your neighbor, remember 19:51. As you are going for Shiloh 2021, remember 19:51. Okay, 19:51. I want to read. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, the heads of the fathers of the tribe of the children of Israel, divided for an inheritance by Lord in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. Hey. Someone, you receive your own portion of this country. I'm not talking about Arewa or Biafra. I'm talking about your own inheritance in this country. Whatever belongs to you in the hand of anybody, whether they be government or institution, it must find its way to your hand. If it belongs in the hand of any infidel, power will change hands. Property will change hands. This year, Shiloh is your Shiloh possession. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever you have not been able to get, blessing will get it for you. Some of you will walk into the place and buy it with blessing. You will build with blessing. You will become big with blessing. Let your amen be louder than that. Just see that. Come and say 1951. Shiloh 2021, 1951. Shiloh 2021. Shiloh 2021. Shiloh 2021. Dividing it. Listen to me. Your portion no man will take. Shall be reserved. First Peter chapter, is it 2 Peter 1:4? He said our inheritance is reserved. Abba. Our inheritance is what? Reserved. 2 Peter 1:2, read, to an inheritance incorruptible, 2, undefiled, 3, and fade not away, 4, reserved. So we are communicating heavenly realities. We're not talking earthly things, we are communicating heavenly realities. That's what Shiloh is, the highest event in this mystery, the highest. Shiloh is becoming the white global. Shiloh is like tsunami. Highest global event anywhere. anywhere. The attendance is more than any World Cup ever. Any UEFA Champions League. Any WWE. Tell your neighbor, 1951 is a reality. But listen to this. Spiritual understanding is the basic access to the asset of the world. I will say it loud and clear. Spiritual understanding is the basic access to the asset of the world. And the asset is wonders. Colossians 1:9. Spiritual understanding. Because if you come with carnal understanding, you won't understand anything. To this cause, we also, since the day we had it, do not cease to pray for you, and to dare that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What kind of understanding? What are we talking about? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17. What are we talking about? Understanding. Understanding. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understand it. How do I get this understanding? Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. The eyes, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowing him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power. This power will work for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the next point you need to know, that God's word becomes sweet by revelation. Do you hear what I just said? God's word becomes sweet by revelation. Just like if you can cook soup, the soup will be sweet or delicious, as we'll have it in the normal language. God's word becomes sweet by it. So if you don't have revelation, the word of God will not be sweet. You'll just be doing like Abraham married two wives. Abraham lied to Rebecca. He will just be carrying like slate. A man of God in those, after Bible school, they taught them that the word of God is powerful. So some of you have done it before. You put Bible under your pillow and you sleep. You will see nightmare. This man, his wife was under attack. And the pastor, those days, pastor's house would be very close to church. And everybody knows pastor's house. So his wife was under attack. He said, Satan, see Bible in my hand. Leave me alone. Satan, see Bible in my hand. Leave me alone. Satan, see Bible in my hand. Satan does not respond to Bible in your hand. He responds to Bible in your heart. Revelation. Psalm 119 verse 103. Revelation. Revelation. Come on, say the word of God is sweet. How, 1-2, read. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey. God's word becomes sweet to you. When you gain access to the wonders of the word, it lightens and brightens your life. I'll say it again. When you gain access to the wonders of the word, it lightens and brightens your life. Brighter life, lighted life. Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of the world. When you gain access to wonders, it lightens your life. Your life becomes very easy, very cheap. The entrance of the world giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. You become light to fly. You become bright to attract. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3. You become light to fly. You become bright. Bright. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of God is upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. 2. Gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon your life. Verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your light. Verse 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud to their window? Verse 15. Because they have neglected you and forsaken you, I will make you an eternal excellency, the joy many generations. Verse 22.
a little one shall become a thousand. It's a surety. It's a certainty. It's so certain. Listen to me. By this time next year, you are minimum 1,000 times better. I said, by the first Priscilla encounter of 2022, you'll be minimum 1,000 times bigger. In all sphere. Sphere. Everything. Those of you who are not married, you'll be married. With your children. Those of you who are looking for the faith of whom, you will have plenty of them. Those of you looking for property, you'll be testifying. Like that sister Doris testified. Out of door for 2 years, God settled her in Shiloh. God will settle someone. This is the last thing I want to say. Give me your ears. Listen to this. Life is sweet with light. Do you hear what I just said? Write it as bold as you can. Life is sweet with light. Psalm 36 verse 9. Life is sweet. Imagine when NEPA take light. How is your life? Good. When you don't have life for 1 month, how are you? Everything is affected. Even the way you sleep is affected. The way you even think is affected. The way you even dream is affected. The way you even dress, it will show there's no light in your house. Because the way you are looking, it's okay, you are living in that area where there's no transformer. Because the clothes you are wearing will look like handkerchief. You know, handkerchief is always squeezed. Psalm 36 verse 9. With you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. There's light. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 7. Everybody want to read. Truly, the light is sweet and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold. Come on, shout again. Life is sweet with light. And I summarize. The light of the word makes life shine. The light of the word makes life to shine. The light of the word. Light of the world, you came down into darkness. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1, light of the world, the light shineth in darkness. Who is as the wise man, who knoweth the, this is scripture very coded and loaded, who knoweth the interpretation of a thing. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his countenance shall be changed. Wisdom, shining, lighted, light. 1 John 1:5, light, light. We are sons of light. We are children of light. We'll come to that maybe later in the second service. This then is his message which you have heard of him. We declare unto you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. All children of light, shout glory. Let's look at two major properties of the word, and then we take the dance. Number one, God's word is a spiritual seed. God's word is a spiritual seed. God's word is a spiritual seed. Luke 8:11, and the seed is the word of God. God's word is a spiritual seed. And the seed, the word, the seed is what? The word of God. What kind of seed is the word of God? Incorruptible seed. Seed that delivers in all condition. Seed that gives, yields profit at all times. Isaiah 55 verses 10 and 11. Seed. So if something is failing in your life, check it. It's not the word. The word has no problem. For as the rain cometh down from heaven, and the smoke from heaven, and returning not thither, but water the earth, and make it to bring forth and to bud, it, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Verse 11, want to read, so shall my word be, that hath gone up out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereon I sent it. Listen to me, Every production on earth is done by the word. If you are lacking product, there is something wrong between you and the word. Every production, good home, good wife, good everything is the word. But let's examine quickly, what is it that makes this word produce? Luke 8:15. Look at this thing very, and I want your eyes to be open and your heart to be open. I want your spirit man to be here. Everybody, look at your screen. One, two, read. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart have heard the word, keep it, and bring it forth fruit. Two virtues or three are numbered here. We'll look at just one of them. Honest and good with patience. Honest, good, and patient. The question I'm about to ask is this: how honest are you in doing what God has told you to do? How good is the soil that you have sown that seed? Many of us are obedient, but we are not willingly obeying. Many of us are doing it, but we are doing it grudgingly. That's why there is no reward. Many of us are doing it, but we are not patient. I will show you these three virtues, and God will help us. Listen to this. The hub, the heart, is the hub of harvest. The heart is the hub of harvest. The heart is the hub of harvest. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. We are going to treat our heart right now so that we don't go to Chilo with an evil heart. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor the height of his stature. Why? Because I have rejected him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For the Lord looketh at man, looketh at the outward appearance. But God looketh on the heart. I will say this. God checks your heart to define the outcome of your life. Checks your heart. He checks your heart. As you are seated down here, hearing this word, major thing God is checking, your heart. He checks your heart to define the outcome of your life. Why do you think Abraham, after he carried Hagar, was still Abraham of the Most High God? Heart. 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 Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. Heart. Why do you think we are still following Father Abraham till today with all the atrocities? Eh? Why? Heart. Heart. God is searching right now. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 7 and verse 8. Thou art the Lord God who did choose Abraham and brought him forth out of all of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. That's one. He gave him a name. One, two, read. And founded his heart faithful before thee, comma, and made this a covenant with him to give him the land of the Canaanite. One, Hittite 2, Amorite 3, Perizzite 4, Jebusite 5, Jebusite 6, and he giveth it, said, to his seed, and hath performed thy word, for thou art righteous. Touch your heart that, Lord, make my heart faithful. Make my heart faithful. Lord, make my heart faithful. Talk to God. Don't be too big. No. God is the one checking. He's the umpire. If it's your wife, it might make you right. But if it is God, if it's your children, they will say, you are the best father in the world. But what about your wife? What is she saying? Lord, make my heart right. Thank you, Father. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. This is what we are going to be treating, because the seed is sown, but it's not sown on a good ground. So you are waiting for harvest to no avail. Everybody want to read. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Full stop. Herein, thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, say, God, have mercy. God is checking as you are smiling with your face now. Is your heart smiling correspondently? God is checking. Husband, wife, children, checking everybody. Heads of unit, assistant, secretary, protocol, evangelist, everybody, God's just checking. Will he find your heart faithful? Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10. This is the reason. Very, very critical. Very, very critical. Everybody read. their heart is deceitful. Read that screen now. Above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the ruins, even to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his toil. So not just you are doing it, your ways are right, but what about the heart? My prayer is that God will cleanse our hearts right now. That amen is not even sincere amen. Check your heart. And they will know whether the act can produce. Because it is the heart that determines the productivity of the act. In summary, seeds only multiply when sown. Seeds only multiply when sown. The word of God will only multiply when you plant it. Seeds only multiply when sown. You sow them in your heart. The tiniest seed has great potential to become a great tree, but you must sow it. Mark 4, 32 and 33. The greatest seed has the greatest potential. When verse 30, read 31, read 31, 32. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seed that they be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. When it is sown. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. When it is sown, it never gets multiplied. You see, as it's written, he has despised abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever. Verse 10, now he that minister seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown. So the seed, you own it, if you don't sow it, it will multiply. Seed sown. I know God will grant someone grace to sow his seed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, God's word provide access to divine nature. God's word provide access to divine nature. Access to divine nature. God's word provide access to divine nature. Why? God's word carries God's exact nature. The nature of God is the Spirit. John 4, 24. God's word carries God's exact nature. God is a spirit. John 6, 63. God's word carries God's exact nature. The words, it is the spirit that quickeneth. What? The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. The energy behind the word is the spirit. The life behind the word is the spirit. The spirit. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited not. My prayer is that God's life will enter everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. The very nature of God's word is that when it is spoken, it conveys the nature of God to the hearers. Ezekiel 2:2. God's spirit is behind every spoken word. And the spirit entered me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet that I had him that speak to me. In this service this morning, as I shall be speaking over your life, the word spoken will come to pass. Hey, I said, as I shall be speaking over your life, every pronouncement will come with productivity. That amen is no longer you. Now cast your mind a little bit that if every word I speak to you right now on this Priscilogram come to pass, how will your life look? 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19 and 21. Shiloh is a place of encounter with the word. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and went to read, and did let none of his word fall to the ground. That ground is you. The hand of God is coming upon you. And as the word of God shall be spoken, it will not fall. I said it will not fall. Verse 21. Shiloh, the place of encounter. The Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Shiloh, to Samuel in Shiloh, by the word of the Lord. I want to say to you right now, every spoken word concerning you will come to pass with speed. Look at it very clearly. I want you to have faith in what I'm about to say, because I will make some decree over that thing you have written. One thing. Build faith in it. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. Build faith, because I will speak the word. It will come to pass. Everybody read for me. One to read. And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let's go there. Peradventure he will show us the way that we should go. Now lift your hands. Lipania tush kilado prakatu priandiash. Ilata katus kita. I stand representing the God of my father, Bishop Elebo. Everything you have written comes to pass in the name of Jesus. Every desire of your heart delivers the spirit in the name of Jesus. Within the next 7 days, between now and the next Shiloh encounter, everything you have written there is delivered with spirit. Some women will be confirmed pregnant. Some wives will be confirmed very, very loaded. Something you have been battling to sell, it will sell this week. Hey, something you have been battling to get, you get it this week. Something you have been looking for all these years, it will come running towards you this week. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow we need somebody right now. Someone is healed right now. That burden on your shoulder is lifted. There are instant miracles taking place now. Instant bank alert now. Instant job alert now. Instant transformation now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every embargo the enemy has laid upon you is broken. It's destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just sit there. You will testify. Your testimony will be urgent. Immediate. You need to have confidence in the spoken word. Before you went there, you already told him, this is the certification. All he said. Say, let's go. Let's go. Within these next 7 weeks, everything we speak to you will come to pass. That amen has no faith at all. There shall be instant miracle in every service, including your own miracle. Somebody, they are owing you money. That money, it will fire in their tail. Inside the service, they will be calling. They will be calling you. They will be calling you. Because as we're speaking here, there are trouble there. Inside the service, they will be calling you. Because God is urgent to give you the country. It's urgent. It's urgent. Anything belongs to you in this country, wherever they may be, east, west, north, south, is coming to you where you are. Thank you, Jesus. The word that I speak, they are spirit. They have energy. John chapter 6, 66 to 68. God's word enhanced our divine nature content. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no longer with him. Why? Because of one thing he said. Not everybody that can hear what God is saying. Then Jesus said unto them, will you not go away? Then Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? For with you is the word of eternal life. With you is the word of eternal life. So we like John 3:16. God so loved, he gave. He gave. God so loved, he gave. That whosoever believes shall not be able to have everlasting life. That life, he gave. John 1:12. As many as received him, he gave. God is always giving. God is always giving. God is always giving. And everything he gives it to his word. God is always giving. Receive it. I say, whatever God has given, receive it. God is always giving. He gave to the point he gave him his life, he gave himself, he gave his nature. He gave his nature. You walk back to the office tomorrow, they'll congratulate you. That long-awaited promotion, finally, the mail has dropped. That paper you have been waiting for, it just released right now. Why am I very forceful? John 10, 35, 36, 37. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. He called them gods. So anytime the word of God comes to you, you become a god. You become a god. Anytime, anywhere it comes to you, you become a god. Listen to me now. Become a god in that situation. Everything you have written, become a god over it. Becoming a god means you can give commands. You can issue decrees. It comes to pass. As many as believe this word, it will come to pass. So the higher our divine nature content, the higher our dominion. The higher our divine nature content, the higher our dominion. 2 Peter 1 verse 4, the higher our divine nature content, the higher our dominion. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 7, wherefore he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Someone has just escaped. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation which was given unto me, the thorn in the flesh, the messenger said unto me, fed me less, I should be exalted above measure. Someone here overcome the enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want your spirit to be in what I'm saying right now. You are gods. The word coming. How do I tap into these wonders? Very quickly. Number one, be committed to walking by faith. Faith. If you can't faith it, you will fail it. Whatever you can't faith, you will fake. Those who can't fake it will always fake it, because they want to make it by all means. And you can't fake it and make it. Be committed to walking by faith. Don't walk by faith. Don't walk by physical appearance. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith cometh by hearing. Romans 10:17. Faith comes. Faith always comes. Check your faith level now. It has jacked up. Use it. Walk by it. Mark 9:23. If you can believe. Mark 10:27. If you can believe. If that can believe. How many things are possible? All things. Jesus, looking up, said unto them, with men, this one, no, divided in God is impossible, but not with God. For with God, how many people? All things are possible. Faith makes you fit for the wonders in the world. My prayer is that faith will make you fit. Number two, be committed to walking in the covenant of scriptures. Be committed to walking in the covenant of scriptures. Be committed. Be committed. Be committed. Be committed. Walking in the covenant of scripture. Scripture is full of covenant. There is, what is covenant? Relational responsibility. There is always what to do. Don't just come and say, don't do nothing. There's nothing like that. Psalm 89 verse 34. My covenant will end up break. Ask him. There are things you don't know. Ask. My covenant will end up break. Neither will I utter what has gone out of my lips. Jeremiah 33:3. 20 and 21. Ask. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Verse 20, say my covenant. 21, the covenant. Thus said, Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and night, there's always an exchange. There should not be day or night in their season. Then you can break my covenant with David. Brothers and sisters, the covenant of Shiloh will not be broken in your matter. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 15 to 18. God is about to swear blessing for a family now. Then Hebrews chapter 6, verses 15 to 18. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by greater, and all of confirmation is to the end of all strife. Verse 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heir of promise the multiplicity of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Verse 18, that by two immutable things, which it was impossible for God to lie, he might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold of the hope that is set before us. Every good thing of life comes into your hand right now.
For instance, you want to prosper. You give. John Luke 6:38. You give. Give happily. Give excitedly. Give. 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 You are too big to give. You are too big to receive. Generosity will become your identity. Isaiah 32 verse 8. Generosity will become what? Your identity. He said, for the liberal, divine said liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Why? You know the grace of our Lord. You are tapping to it. 2 Corinthians 8:9. You are tapping to what he has done. The work is already concluded. You need to walk in line. Plug in. You don't need to invent electricity to charge your phone. Just plug your charger. You will charge. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich. Many of us are trying to become rich. No. For your sake, he became poor. That through it, you might be made. You have been made rich already. You have been made what? Rich already. But you must know how to tap into it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse, you must know how to tap into it. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Verse 7. Every man according to the purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of a necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. What is the end point? And the God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. We are about to agree. Everyone ready for sufficiency? Jump on your boot with a loud shout. Lift your two hands to heaven and glorify God. Glorify God. Glorify God. Glorify God. Your story has changed. Your life can never, never remain the same. Your life can never, never remain the same. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Everyone, everywhere. Lift your voice. Everyone, everywhere. You are about to stay to God. I'm about to speak to God on that matter again. Because God is not tired of hearing us. Jesus, thank you. In the mighty name of the Lord. Pick up those papers right now. Psalm 82, verses 5 to 7. Listen to me, everybody. Not everyone can become gods. Know ye not. They know not. Neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundation of the earth is out of God. I have said you are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High God. But look at, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Brothers and sisters, until you have the knowledge of God planted in your soul, the knowledge of salvation, you can't escape dying like men. But what a joy this morning. God is about to reconstruct you and change your location from the dead to the living. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I want to truly emerge as God. I don't want to die like men. Put your right hand on your chest. I want Jesus in my life, the Zoe. I want the owner of life, the Son of God himself, into my spirit. Put your right hand on your chest, heads bowed, eyes closed. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I surrender my heart. Right now, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Forward ever, backward never, forever and ever. Amen. I will pray for your hands, your chest, your right hand. Please, may I ask you to lift up your left hand wherever you are. God bless you. Lift it very high. Lift it very high. Lift it very high. God bless you. Lift it. Lift it very high. Anywhere, inside and outside, lift it very high. The Lord bless you. Inside, everywhere, outside. Carry your bag and your Bible quickly, my brothers and sisters. Come, come, come meet me where I'm standing. Carry your Bible. Officials, help them very quickly. Help them to find their way towards the altar where I'm standing right now. Please come. Come very smartly. Come very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you. Are you still sure God wants to turn your matter around? Please face me when you come. Come very smartly. Come very quickly. Carry your bag. Carry your Bible. Come, come, come. Jesus is waiting. He wants to give you his way. A new life. A new kind of life. Jesus wants to turn things around for you. Thank you, Father. Keep coming. Jesus is waiting for you. Lift all those papers up to heaven right now. Lebon shalan de anto pregetan shopatataya yela kashena oshkapa in the komanara latankoto pegeto popakatosha. Now I begin to call upon the God of this commission for speedy intervention. 7 days only. 7 days only. 7 days only. We begin to call upon the God of this commission for speedy confirmation. In the name of Jesus. 7 days only. Keep coming. 7 days only. 7 days only. 7 days only. 7 days with faith in your heart. Isaiah 44 to 6, 7 days only. 7 days only. Call upon God. Call upon God. Call upon God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 44 verse 26, that confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his birth. Lift him up.
Everything you have eaten, exactly so, it is released. Hey. Everything you have written down becomes a testimony for you in the name of Jesus. Within the next 7 days, you will return with testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Within the next 7 days, between now and the next Sunday service, you are sharing your testimonies. As the Lord liveth, the one who has never failed in 21 shillos, Ayalabata, 1 week, 7 days is too much for him to walk. I therefore decree in the name of the God of instant intervention, Ayalabata, the God of Shiloh, the God of immediate happening, we attend to your little spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be supernatural bank alerts. There shall be supernatural house alerts. There shall be a supernatural transformation of life. I decree you buy down property with blessings. Everyone that is not of this faith that is holding whatever is yours, God is putting them under pressure. In the name of Jesus Christ, wave those cards to heaven. Father, these are the ones you die for. Let your life come upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, change their story. Give them a new glory. Give them brand new life. In Jesus' holy name. Grace to run the race to the very end. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, my brothers. Please stay with God. He'll show you some few things. Do it. Follow in what God is saying, and God will bless you richly. You will share testimony. Say amen. In Jesus' name. Please turn around. Follow the man, men of God. They will pass on.